Jacaranda
FM.
Okay, so Uncle Tab and I, we've known each other for a long time. And in those long times, there's many kayers where we talk about things in the future and what we're going to do, right, around the fire. And one of the things was, I think everyone does, is we should get a podcast.
Yeah. Right? You know, late night chats always turn into we're going to take over the world. We're going to start a business, you know, like Rick Ross saying, we're going to farm chickens. Quack, quack, quack. But we've got a really good idea. And please, can you introduce our guest for us? Because I'm very scared to pitch this idea. But it's now or never. If we don't do this, we're never going to.
So another very, very dear friend of mine, someone that I've also known for a long time, he has a podcast. And this one actually like makes money. So this is why I brought him in. Because we want to also like make money, you know?
I mean, why not?
Get sponsored and stuff. And he has really cool guests. His name is Brent Linacue. He is the good things guy.
Drum roll, please. I think that I've never, ever been introduced as an expert podcaster. Ever. That's the first time.
There's a first time for everything, babe.
It's the first time, and I don't know if I'm going to own it, but I'm here.
Yes, own
I'm
it.
Here. I'm here.
Listen, if we are bestowing that, then you should believe it.
Well, I actually saw a TikTok today that said the most successful people in the world are so delusional about what they believe in themselves that that's how they become successful. So let's be delusional. I'll be delusional.
Okay, but I mean, you deserve to. You have this incredible blog. You have, it's not even a blog. It's now a trusted news
source for all the best good news in the country. I'm going to do a quick punch here. Reaches over 30 million South Africans on a monthly basis, which blows my mind.
Okay, now I'm scared to pitch to you.
Blows my mind.
But I didn't even know we had 30 million South Africans.
Well, there's a little bit more than that that live in the country. But yeah, so I'm incredibly grateful. I call it a gift that's been given to me. I created it, but it is a gift. It's a gift from the universe that I'm able to give back to South Africa. They can get some good news. That's where it all lives. And yes, I have a podcast.
That is really cool.
Thank
and it's
you.
Doing really well. Yeah, based off of Good Things Guy.
Absolutely. So my history, the way Good Things Guy started was through podcasting. 11 years ago, my first job in media was on Cliff Central. So that's where I sort of started.
Okay.
And then nice. I came to Jacaranda.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Those
every
cool
Monday
days.
Night.
And I had, when you guys kicked off Jackpod, so I was here. And when COVID hit, I sort of, you know, I couldn't come into studio. So Good Things Guys sort of went a little bit independent. Mm. And as of 2025, we did something which maybe is a good tip for you that want to start podcasting before you even pitch to me. If you're going to do podcasting, you have to have video. I was this sort of old school podcaster that only believed in audio. I was like, it has to be audio. That's where people are listening. That's where they're going. And in 2025, I added video, and it's mad. So it just, it's become something really, really that I'm proud of, and it's super cool.
See, expert. Well, we didn't even consider video.
No, you got to have video. It's got to be video.
My question to you is, how do you, in a world where every single day there's a new podcast popping up, how do you attract and then keep an audience?
So I think the biggest thing, and it sounds so cliche, and I don't want you to throw anything at me, but you need to be authentic. You have to be authentic. You have to be authentically who you are, because that's what people tap into, is the you. And if you can do that in the right way, then your listeners will stay and they'll come back for more.
Okay. I think we're authentic.
I heard he said tap in. So
well, there we go. You know? I mean, from Brent Linacue, Tap, you have heard it. But now we're going to have to pitch to Brent at some point. So I'm not going to do it because I'm scared.
I think you should.
No, Tap's going to do it. But I'm going to give
gonna
you...
She's going to let me fall on the grenade here, and that's fine.
100%.
I'll do that.
I'll give you 4 minutes of Chapel Rowan to do it in.
All right, guys. Well, we're talking podcasting, and look, it is a fantastic... We've got Brent in studio with us. It's a fantastic growing medium. I think everybody's thought about about having their own podcast. Mm. Before we get into our little pitch, I got a couple of questions, right? One, we were just speaking off air about like AI. Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you see this going, and how, if you are a podcaster listening to this, how do you think people should be incorporating AI or using it to their advantage?
Yeah, see, this is a tough question. So last year I got flown to Germany to a media forum, the DW World Media Forum, where we were discussing these exact things, AI, technology, where are we going? And it was a whole bunch of news rooms. So think of the biggest newsrooms in the world. They were all in one room together discussing all of these things. And at the time, it was like a three-way split when it comes to AI technology and where we're going.
Yeah.
A third of the room was against it completely. They were like, we can't. This is terrible. A third of the room were like, we have to embrace it. It's here. We have to make it part of what we do. We have to see how it can make us better. And the last third of the room couldn't care. They were just like, whatever. It's no interest to me. A year later, and I feel like the AI world has advanced so much in a year that answer to your question is far more complex.
Mm.
So for me, working in the news space, I see a bucket load of fake news being created and shared on social media platforms. And unfortunately, because the AI has become so advanced, people can't sort of tell the difference anymore. So when they see, I'll give you an example. So there was this clickbaity website from America who'd created a post where the post had like three people in standing around this tent, and in the tent were little dogs, and it said, in Johannesburg in Cape Town, they've come up with this incredible way to look after all the stray dogs. They've built these tents that people put up at night where the water falls down in the tent and it goes into the thing. And you're laughing, but the comments on that post were people going, wow,
this is revolutionary.
This is amazing. Could you imagine putting a tent down for like a stray dog? First of all, I don't think the dog would know what to do with it. They'd be like, wow. And also, it's not real. So when it comes to AI in the news space, I think we need to be very critical with what we see. And that leads into podcasting.
Okay.
There is even an album that went viral,
yes,
about a month ago where it was fully AI created.
Mm.
So I think we need to be very critical when it comes to what we're seeing, what we're watching, and what we're consuming.
Oh, you look at another example would be these animated baby podcasts.
Yes.
If you've seen them. And they're,
yes,
complete. I mean, they're so like engaging. You look at the comments, you look at the views.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's literally just AI creating the entire thing.
So that was the other side. So from a consumer, you need to be critical. From a creator, I think there are great tools out there to make your craft better. But you cannot, and this is like my T's and C's, you cannot let it become your craft.
Okay.
So you can't let it take over completely.
So we can't just ChatGPT the whole thing.
Danny, imagine the listeners right
That's
now.
Easy.
No, imagine they were listening right now. Like you reacted to me in real time as Danny, right? But
yeah.
imagine you had to come up with your answer and then give me an answer that wasn't you.
Okay, valid.
So use the tools to make you better. I don't know. If it's going to make your voice better, if it's going to make you sound cleaner, if there's noise in the background, if you're able to take that away, if in your podcast you're being sponsored and you are sitting in a studio like this,
yeah,
and you want your brand to be front and center, but you forgot to stick it on the wall, AI will allow you to do that. So use AI in a way that it makes your craft better, but don't let it become your craft, is I think what my words are there.
Okay, I have the last question before we pitch. So you're saying that we shouldn't just blindly believe, we should be critical.
We have to be critical.
Okay, but some of this stuff looks real. How do you know?
Like, yeah, so
how do you use critical thinking when you don't even know if it's real or not?
When AI came out, there's a bit of a joke about the fact that that you could create these pictures and these things, but you couldn't create a human eating spaghetti because AI didn't know how to do it. So like when you put that prompt in, it created the wildest photos, and
yeah,
you could immediately be like, like, oh, that's AI. But then it got better.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can do that.
Yeah.
And then people were like, oh, no, it's the hands. Because AI, it puts like 8 fingers. Now the hands are perfect.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult. When I saw that post that I spoke about with the tent and the dogs, I immediately went, hold on. Let me Google if this organization exists, because they listed an organization. So I Googled the organization. So maybe there are tents. I don't know. Maybe people are making tents. I Googled the organization. It didn't exist. Then I Googled the story, and there was no reputable news source that was sharing that story, just a Facebook page. So that's critical thinking. You can't just take something at face value anymore, unfortunately. But here's the thing. Could you ever?
The crazy thing is,
could you ever?
What's going to happen is we're going to end up asking AI,
is this real?
Is this AI?
Is this AI? All
right. I was listening to what you had to say. I've removed a few things from the pitch. That's why we ask these questions. But yeah, you're still listening to The Drive with Rob and Roz on your number one feel good station. When we come back, Danny and I, for the last couple of years, have had a little idea that we think could be a great podcast. We're going to pitch it to Brent and either be very excited or we're going to stick to our day job. So find out up next.
We are about to shamelessly pitch a podcast because we think we're podcast bros, and I think we are, bros.
I really, really am happy that we do have a real job though, because this might not go well.
Kay? You know what? On the weekend, you were really confident, bro.
You didn't tell me you brought in like one of the best podcasters in the country to pitch this idea to. I was only
I'm not the best podcaster in the country. I'm one very
of.
Good.
I
very
said
good.
One of.
I'm the good things guy.
Exactly. You didn't tell me I'd have to pitch to this was just you, the dogs, and Sandy that we were talking about this
week.
But anyway, not to waste any more time, show's about to end. We're going to hand over to Lucky real shortly. Okay, so Brent, here's the idea, okay? I want you to picture this. You're strolling through the local mall, okay, and minding your own business. You've just been doing your shopping, and then suddenly we rock up in the food court or somewhere in the mall. We set up a table, we set up podcast equipment, okay, microphones, the whole works. But we're not experts, we're not celebrities. We're just two fearless radio hosts that are ready to dive into the chaos of every day. Okay, so essentially, it's a work in progress, like a mall talk or speak and shop. And essentially, we're just going to have a sign that says, join our podcast, sit down and speak. And we're going to just have everyday, ordinary people in the middle of their shopping sit down and speak to us about whatever it is they want. It's like a social experiment, community gathering,
like
comedy show,
laughing
all rolled
us.
Into one.
So no, I actually think this is such a good idea, and I'll tell you why. I can't think of the American's name, the comedian that walks around the streets of New York and he stops people and he asks like crazy questions and whatever. Take that, right?
Yes.
So that's comedy, but then add in a Humans of New York vibe where you're telling people stories, where you're getting people to sit down and they tell you their stories. The only challenge that you face, I believe, is malls are quite noisy. So you might have that echo of like all the crowds and stuff in the background. But I think it's a really, really, really good idea. Like, I think that if anybody's listening now, you should do that.
No!
No!
What are you saying?
That's
up, bro. Wait, Lucky, why? You were laughing there.
I just have one thing to say. I do think it's a great idea, and I think... I think what you're saying is great. The malls, the Humans of New York, the motive is amazing. But if you come across me in the mall, and there were many me's, there's probably one in every seven, and the one thing I hate more than shopping is people talking to me in the mall.
So just to counter,
challenge number two.
Just to counter that, right? I'm not picturing this being something that we like surprise people with. It'll just be a sign that says, if you've got a story, sit down, talk to us.
Okay, no, that's cool. Okay.
Like those do you need a hug ones?
Yes, I do. Okay.
And people will sit down. People will sit down.
I mean, you're going to get, we go to Boxburg.
No!
You're going to get a crowd there. We're going to go to like Sandton City.
Let's keep it in
you
sand.
Know, Cougar Chats, stuff like that. But anyway, okay, I feel better about myself. Brent,
that is
so
such
much.
A great pitch. I love that.
And if you're listening to this and you decide to do it before we do, damn.
I'll tell you this, and we're running out of time, but I'll tell you this. If you have an idea, and it doesn't need to be a podcast idea, it can be an idea in your life that you have. If you have an idea, the only way it becomes something is if you action it. So if you have this podcast idea, and it might just be a joke right now, mm-hmm. but you're planting a seed within yourselves. You've got to action something.
All right.
I'm going to hold you to this.
See you at Menland next week.
Okay, but we actually have to go. So, Brendan, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
It was so cool.